Here's the news provided by Ellensburg Community Radio for Ellensburg and the windswept shrub steppe of Central Washington for Thursday, January 16th. The Cleland-Roslyn School District asked voters to approve a $6 million capital levy for safety, security, and facility improvements on the February 11th ballot. The levy would allow for the collection of $2 million a year from 2026 through 2028. The money would go toward enhancing safety and security systems, upgrading traffic and bus lanes, implementing ADA compliance, renovating special classrooms, and upgrading athletic and gym facilities. Ballots will be mailed on January 21st. Other school districts on the ballot are a Damon School District Maintenance and Operations Levy and a Thorpe Levy to purchase and repair school buses. Interweavings, Photography and Sculpture by Jean K. Simmons opens with a reception from 5 to 7 p.m. today in Randall Hall, Room 141. The exhibit features photographs of figures posed and integrated into the landscape with forage grasses, vines, and branches woven into elegant garments and hair extensions. Simmons' sculptural work incorporates bark, thorns, and roots. The exhibition will be at the Sarah Spurgeon Gallery through February 8th. Central Washington University students in Professor Kate Earn's sculpture classes will work with visiting artist Jean K. Simmons to create a temporary sculpture in the central outdoor courtyard of Randall Hall. The public is invited to view the sculpture installation during the opening reception for Simmons' solo exhibit in the Sarah Spurgeon Gallery. That's from 5 to 7 p.m. today at Randall Hall. Central Washington University features multiple music events this week. Seattle Symphony Concertmaster Noah Geller will present a short performance of Dvorak and Handel Halvorsen at 6:30 p.m. That's at the McIntyre Recital Hall, followed by a masterclass and possibly a question and answer session. A trio recital featuring CW Music alumnus Liam Cameron will be held at 6 p.m. Friday, and that's going to be at the McIntyre Recital Hall. Twilight, the movie, will be shown at 7 p.m. Friday in the Cirque Theater as part of a stalker awareness program. Viewers will use green and red flags to point out healthy and unhealthy relationship signs during the movie. The movie is free for Central Washington University students and $5 for the general public. The Missoula Children's Theater will stage Treasure Island on January 25th. That's at the Hal Holmes Community Center. On January 20th, the theater company will hold a series of free workshops for children in grades K to 5 from 1 to 3 p.m. Auditions are from 4 to 6 p.m. for grades K through 12 on January 21st. There is a $45 fee for those who receive roles in the production. There will be a Central Washington University basketball doubleheader at Nicholson Pavilion. That's on Thursday. The Central Women play Seattle Pacific at 5:30 p.m., while the Wildcat Men face the Falcons at 7:30 p.m. In high school basketball this weekend, Kittitas visits White Swan on Friday with the girls' game at 5:30 p.m. and the boys' game at 7 p.m. On Saturday, the Coyotes host Cleland-Roslyn with the girls' game at 5:30 p.m. and the boys at 7 p.m. Cleland-Roslyn hosts Goldendale on Friday with the girls' game at 5:30 p.m. and the boys at 7 p.m. The Ellensburg boys do not play this weekend. The Bulldog girls play Emerald Ridge at Federal Way High School. That's 6 p.m. on Monday. The forecasted high today in Ellensburg, 43 degrees. Sunset is at 4:41 p.m. and the expected nighttime low is 27 degrees. Winds will be 15 to 25 miles per hour. What's for lunch at the Fish Open Table? Tater tot casserole, a roll, mixed vegetables, and peaches. That lunch is open to all seniors age 60 plus from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Ellensburg Open Table and noon to 1 p.m. at the Cle Elum Seventh-day Adventist Church. There is a community lunch that's for anyone needing a hot meal. That's from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Ellensburg Open Table. This is the Ellensburg Community Morning Show. I am one of the hosts for this show, DJ John Morgan. You can get all the news and events in Ellensburg and around the Kittitas Valley on our website at ebergradio.org and broadcasting from the heart of Washington State. This is Ellensburg Community.